This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This is the week that the big names show up at the climate talks in Copenhagen, which means that there will be a big push for some sort of agreement. More than 100 heads of states will be there, including President Obama. In a few moments, we'll hear why the Pentagon, for the first time, has put climate change on its short list of threats to national security. First, we turn for an update on the negotiations in Copenhagen to NPR science correspondent Richard Harris, who's there. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, we've heard talk over this whole past week and sometimes some pretty heated rhetoric. What was accomplished?
Well, the first week of these talks generally has the lower-level negotiators coming in. They meet behind closed doors. And meanwhile, the higher-level people come out and they swap rhetoric. And we saw some fairly testy back and forth between China and the United States here over some of their unresolved issues, as you might expect. But that said, there was actually major progress on one important piece of this, and that's a deal that would ultimately put a dollar value on tropical forests, which means there would finally be a financial incentive for countries that have tropical forests to preserve them rather than cut them down. Conservationists have been working really hard on this for years, and it's an important element of a climate deal, but it's not clearly the main event.
Can you have a deal, though, without the really big issues? And there's a number of them. Remind us of what they are.
Yeah, and those include how much we're going to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. And countries from around the world have been stepping up and talking about how much they're planning to do. There's still a lot of back and forth about whether that's enough. But I think people are pretty clear that they've put numbers on the table, and they may not budge very much from that. So another big stumbling block is whether actions in the developing world, such as China, will be part of a legally binding agreement. Countries have said they'll do things, but they haven't really said whether they will be legally binding. And the U.S. says no deal unless it really is legally binding on the international stage. So that's a big thing. Another huge issue is money, of course. Rich countries are talking about putting about $10 billion per year on the table to help poor countries adapt to climate change and so on. But it has to be much, much more than that, according to numerous studies. And, of course, developing world says we need tens of billions or hundreds of billions of dollars a year. So far, there's no clear idea of where all that money will come from and who will pass it out and all of the logistics of that.
And then, Richard, outside on the streets, there were protests and there were protesters arrested.
Yes, about 1,000 people were detained. Very few people were actually arrested. It was, you know, the theater part of this meeting. It's not just diplomats hunkering down in conference rooms. It's people getting out in the streets and saying, we need a deal, we need it now. We're starting to attract some of the sort of the star power. For example, yesterday, former Archbishop Desmond Tutu came and spoke, and Al Gore is going to be in town and so on. So there's a celebrity element to this as well.
You know, back to the question of a deal. If the negotiators there don't reach an agreement this week, even when the honchos come in, the heads of state, what then?
I think that they have to come away with something. Otherwise, it's going to be just an enormous global embarrassment. Many people say President Obama and China's premier wouldn't come if they didn't believe that they had a deal in their back pocket. But they've already agreed that this is going to be a political deal, not a legally binding treaty, and they've already talking about meeting next year. So they can leave a lot of issues up in the air and still declare success here without even actually reaching total agreement.
Thank you very much. NPR science correspondent Richard Harris is covering the climate talks in Copenhagen.
Thanks, Renee.